get is just kind of break up the seed. God will show me some things, and then he'll begin to speak to me from there and kind of give me illustrations. The church is a restaurant. The Word of God is the food we eat. This is what we eat. This is a church, or this is the restaurant. I like to think of the Father's house as a fast food. Okay, we're not Frank's, okay? We're more like McDonald's, Hardy, Burger King. You come in here, you get it, you go. Okay? I don't want to see you too long. I know you don't want to see me too long. Get my food and go. So that's kind of how I see it. And so I see people, and I saw Christians. These are Christians. I saw Christians, and they were tired. They were worn out. It's almost like they ran out of gas. And when I say ran out of gas, you ever been to a place where you're just so tired, you're just so worn, you're just like, I can't go anymore? I know the last time we had a storm in the area, remember that storm or like hurricane, whatever we had, a flood, whatever we had, and we had, you know, did a lot of work in the yard, and raking and cleaning, getting all the trees up, and I remember I was just, when I finished, I was through. You know, yes, I'm getting old, but I was through. And I was just, and matter of fact, there was somebody who needed some help, a neighbor needed help, and I wanted to help them. But that's all it was. I was just gone. It just ran out. I don't know if you've ever been there, you just got tired and you couldn't do it anymore. I saw Christians and they kind of got tired. And they just couldn't do it anymore. And God came to the rescue, so to speak. And they needed food. They needed energy. 1 Corinthians 13:13 says this. Now there's three things: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. But there's faith, hope, and love. And I saw the Christians. I've been there, matter of fact. I'm one of them. Run out of faith, run out of hope, run out of love. Life can hit you so hard, or so many times, kind of like waves on the beach. It can hit you, or a flood can come, or a storm can come, and you run out of faith. I mean, you just, all the faith you had in you that you've eaten from the Word of God, that you've learned from the Bible, and that you know, pray for and ask for, it's just like it's gone. And all the hope, gone. And all the love, gone. I've been there. Life can hit you like that. And I saw the Lord, and the Lord said, hey, because those are gifts that he gives us. Faith, hope, and love. Those are gifts. And I touched on faith a little bit last week. But those are gifts that he gives to us. And so, here's what I saw. God stepped up to the plate and he said, hey, I got a gift card for you. Y'all ever had gift cards? Oh, yes. You had a gift card, and it's good. I mean, like, it's a good gift card. I mean, it's like a $100 gift card. You can eat all of them, you know what I mean? And you ain't got to pay nothing. It's free. And it's like God stepped up to the plate and said, hey, listen, I got a gift card for you. So that you can step up, you can eat this word, and you got enough strength and energy to move on through this life. Because you're going to need these gifts. Faith, hope, and love. You're going to need them. I just want to tell you. Best way to learn. You can learn by experience, but one of the best ways to learn is by somebody else's experience. I tell this when I teach driver's ed, and I tell the kids, listen, I know you think you know it all, but the best way to learn is learn from somebody else's experience. So when this bald-headed black man tells you something, you need to listen to him. You know? And I know they're looking at me like, I know everything. You know? And you 12, 15, 16 years old, and you think you know everything. And I'm like, no, you don't know everything. Listen to me. You know, and they're looking at me like, shut up. You know? But I'm trying to think, if you listen, learn from, I can tell you some stuff. You can learn. Faith. gift card of faith. I've been there when you run out. Let me back up with faith. Faith, Hebrews 11, 6 talks about. Faith, without faith, you cannot, and it's impossible to please God. Touched on this last week. It's impossible to please God. You want to have a faith that pleases God. You don't just want to be a child of God. You want to have faith that pleases God. See, God loves us. When you give your life to Jesus, I gave my life to Jesus way back. October 10th, 1980, I gave my life to Jesus. I became a child of God. But I didn't always please Him. I used to be just comfortable with just pleasing, you know, being a child of God. Didn't want to please Him so much. And the way I did that is a lot of times in the Bible, I would see stuff in the Bible and see. Well, walking by faith is believing what God's word says and what His voice says. And there was a lot of times I would pick and choose. I would get in the Bible and God say, I want you to do this. And I say, okay, I'll do that. And it says, I want you to do this. And I said, I ain't doing that. And so I would just kind of pick and choose. And God, I was His child. He was okay with me, but He wasn't pleased. My dad, I put my dad up against anybody. My dad is in the Hall of Fame. I love my dad. Awesome dad. My father is awesome. I understand God because of my father. That's why I call it the Father's house. I understand Him because my father is awesome. Awesome dad. And He loves me. I know He loves me. But there have been times He wasn't pleased with me. I knew He loved me. And even when He wasn't pleased with me, He still fed me, He still took care of me, He still provided for me, but He wasn't pleased with me. Now I'm at a place where I don't want to do anything that embarrasses Him. I just want to please Him. I'm understanding now. I just don't want to be His child. Because there's some things I did. I'm just live in your house and eat the food and so on and so forth. But I ain't trying to make you happy. But now I want to make Him. Everything I do is I want to please Him. That's faith for God. I want to please God. I want to make Him happy. I don't want to embarrass Him. I don't want to make Him mad. I don't want to get Him bent out of shape. I want to please Him. God will give you a faith just to please Him, not to please you, but to please Him. I'm at the place now, God, what can I do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? How do you want me to do it? I want to do it for you. Life can hit you so often that, or so hard that you just kind of get to a place where you say, I ain't really trying to please God. Got a gift card for you. Well, you want to please Him more than anything else. I never forget, I was at Clemson, and I'm in the stadium. You got 80,000 people. We're on TV. I'm on the sideline. And, you know, you're an athlete. And so you want to please the people. You want everybody to cheer for you. You don't want everybody to boo. You want everybody to cheer. And I never forget, I'm looking at the crowd, and, you know, Clemson's on, and they're doing all that stuff, and the orange blooms are going up in the air, and you're looking at everybody, and you're like, God, yeah. And God said, I mean, He was dealing with me. He said, Van, you have to get to the place where you want to please me more than you want to please them. That's faith. Well, I want to please God. God, what do you want me to do? Not what the world wants me to do. What do you want me to do? There's a gift card. There's a gift card called hope. Hope. I'm an athlete, been an athlete all my life, still coach and still doing stuff. And the way I see things, the way I process life is basically two ways. Win, W column, and the L column. Wins, losses. That's how I see life. And so I look at it. If I won a lot, if my record is 10-1, I'm happy. If my record is 2-10, I'm kind of sad. I mean, that's just how I process. And I know as Christians, you know, we're in this world, we're going against the devil and the enemy and all that stuff, and I don't know about you. I know y'all look like y'all beat the devil all the time, but sometimes my record ain't good against them. I'll get through a week, or I'll get through a month, or I'll get through a year, and it's 20 and 255. He done kicked my butt. And I don't have a lot. You know, I'm having a hard time focusing, and I'm kind of like, God, I feel like I'm a failure, and I don't feel like I can make it, and I start focusing on all of my mess instead of focusing on God and what you've done for me, and I get all out of whack, and hopelessness can be dark, and you can get depressed, and you start to down yourself and down other people because you're in it. And I don't have a lot of hope. For me, it was like, man, because that's the food from the Word of God. It gives you hope, and it's like I ran out. There were times I don't have it. Because stuff will hit you. And the devil looks like he's winning. He has a gift card. If you ask for it, he'll give it to you. I've asked for it. You know what God has done? He has changed my whole way of looking at stuff. Now I see things a little different. I still got the W column, but the L column is not lost, it's learned. I didn't lose, I learned. Oh, I messed up in this area. What can I learn from it? So when I learn something from it, now I can win again. God has changed my whole mindset so that I win here, and I win here. Totally different mindset. So when they come in, man, how you doing? I'm 100 for 100. I'm 100 and up. I got the devil beat. I beat him every. Well, didn't you? Nope, I learned from that. Now I'm better. I'm a winner. Things look different when you're a winner. Things look different when you're getting it. When things are happy, when you're doing better, things look different. Then you begin to understand Romans 8:38, for I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You begin to understand what Paul was talking about, for I'm persuaded neither of death, nor of life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any living creature shall separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I can't lose. I'm a winner. Even if it looks like I'm losing, I'm winning. I can't lose. God will never leave me. I ain't gonna leave him. I got hope. Does that make sense? My faith, my hope, my love. I don't know about you, sometimes it feels like my love runs out. You don't have a problem, did you? You know, but it just feels like it just, And God, I need a card. I need your help. I need it. If you ask, he'll give it to you. Two things about love. One, and he talks about it. If anybody needs wisdom, ask. Love has to have a balance. You can't love on your left, just on your left leg. And you can't love just on your right leg. You can, but it's unbalanced. And sometimes you're going to fall. If you love just on the left side, left leg, you let everything go. Oh, I just love them. You can do anything you want to me. You can treat me any way you want. You can be nasty, ugly, dirty. You can do anything you want. And I'll just love you. I'll just let it happen. Because I love you. That's love with no balance. God won't even do that. You act fool if you want to. There's a place called hell. You can't do anything you want. Treat God anyway. Oh, well, he loves me, so he'll let me do anything. No. That's why there's a place called hell. But on the other side, you got some people there, they're on the right, and they are so righteous that if, hey, I love God. And I love God. And you better love God like I love God or I ain't gonna love you. And they'll cut you off. And they're so righteous and they got it together and they'll slice and dice you if you even look like you looking wrong. I know some parents, they are so godly and their children are not perfect like them, so they won't even talk. They won't even let them in their house. They won't talk to their children. They won't have nothing to do with them. They're so holy. They're so righteous. On the right leg, some on the left leg. No, you gotta have balance. You gotta know how to love people. You gotta know how to love people and show grace and mercy. And yet love people and not let them get over and push. There's a balance. And God, and that's gonna take wisdom. God says, if you ask me, anybody ask me, I'll give you wisdom. It takes wisdom to love people. You gotta know, do I give this much or do I give this much? You gotta have balance. Love needs balance. Love also needs to be personal. Back in the day, I came up with football back in the old days. You had small, medium, large, extra large, and super, super duper large. All right? That was how you did it. And you just made it fit. If the glove or the pads were medium, and they were, but it was a little bit too big for you, you just had to wear it. Or if it was a little bit too small for you, you just had to deal with it. It was certain sizes, they were set, that's how it was. Now when they do sports stuff, it's made to your body. So if you're in between a medium and a large, it's made just for you. It's perfect. Well, that's how people are. Everybody has a fingerprint. People are different. Love has to be made just for you. It has to be personal. The way I treat you is different from the way I treat you. I gotta deal with you. I gotta love you a certain way. My children, my son, the way I love him and deal with him is gonna be different than the way I deal with my daughter. They have a fingerprint. They're different. I got to deal with them. It has to be personal. And God has to show me that. And I have to ask for wisdom for that. And God will show me. We're dealing with all kinds of people out there. Everybody's different. You can't just put everybody in a sack. Okay, you can wear a small look. You can wear a medium look. Doesn't work like that anymore. Lord, show me. Show me how. If you use that type or that understanding, your love won't run out. You have more than enough. Does that make sense? This world is rough. It's tough. It'll hit you. It'll hit you hard. However, God has given us enough food to weather the storm. All we did was ask him. He said, if you lack wisdom, just ask him. Ask and it shall be given. If you need to know, I'll give it to you. All you do is ask him. God doesn't lie. God is not a man that he can lie. He'll tell you the truth. He'll do his work. Does that make sense? Father, I love you and I thank you and I praise you. You're an awesome God. Thank you for loving us. Father, if any of us are lacking in faith or in hope and love, give it to us, Father. Bring us to a place that we can serve you with our gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings.